The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Climatech of Professional Air.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Jake Walker. My guest this morning, Travis Thompson from Climatech of Professional Air. Go online to climatechproair.com, or if you've heard the jingle, you know that heating and cooling is what they know. Call 857-4700. Travis Thompson, how you doing this morning, buddy?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, doing great. We want to hear from you, our listeners, especially we heard from Christina Leavenworth earlier. She said, the crazier the questions, the better. And
That's
kind of prompted us to ask you this morning as a listener, if you've got some crazy HVAC stories, critters getting up in there, or weird things that you've seen. Let us know about it. 437-1620. You can call in the show. We'll put you on the air, or you can just send a text question and we'll get it answered here on the air. Not the best day out there. It's a little gray and dreary, but temperatures are rising, though. It's starting to get warm. So what can we expect to see going into this season? People should probably call you earlier than later, right?
That would be great. Having things checked out beforehand is definitely, being proactive is the way to handle that. You can not only catch a problem before it's in the middle of a really bad day that we're having with humidity or heat, but you may save yourself a lot of money. A compressor running with a little bit low on refrigerant right now, you won't know it. The unit will still heat and cool the house, whatever it needs to do. But that refrigerant not only cools the house, it cools the compressor. So if we don't have enough of it, the very first thing to suffer is our compressor. It starts building heat. So it's like running your car without enough water in the radiator. You start overheating it. And then a lot of times we find that those are the things that lead up to the major breakdowns when we do get hot weather, because then it's really running hard, and it may be a few days because it still can cool. It doesn't necessarily just stop.
Right.
But then we wind up with a compressor that's overheated and maybe completely bad or something along those lines. There's just lots of things. Airflow is another one that a little bit of airflow, you can be okay right now. You can get by. Might even, crazy as it sounds, help, because it'll take a little more humidity out. But when you really need all the airflow your system's capable of and it doesn't get it, you can cause a lot of problems for the refrigeration circuit, which can cause you big breakdowns and big problems.
Yeah, and we've talked about that before where, I went out and bought the most expensive air filter, and this thing was, it was thick, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was super thick. And then the first thing you told me was, well, that might not always be the best solution there for air filter. So let's talk about that a little bit, if somebody's shopping for an air filter.
Yeah, we actually just had this come about on a test and balance we were doing for a commercial project we were doing on the base. And what happened was the test and balance was turned in and the airflows were a little bit low. And the engineer's like, well, the airflows are low. Well, look at the static pressure, which is the actual pressure that that unit's working against. And what you can see by looking at it, the static pressure or the amount of resistance the filters are putting on the system are so high that it's actually tapering off the airflow that the system's capable of, and the system's low on airflow. And it's the type of filters they're running. Brand new clean filters, nothing wrong with them, but they're 2-inch HEPA filters, and they just, it's a facility where they were really concerned with the air. Mm-hmm. So they put these filters in and didn't realize how much it can actually affect the flow of the air. Mm-hmm. And the same thing for residential. If you just take that same size opening that was designed for maybe your standard throwaway filter you can almost see through, and you slap one of those high MERV ratings or a HEPA filter in it, your airflow dramatically slows down. Mm-hmm. And that can really affect things.
Wow. Yeah, and especially when you're looking at the size of unit you need, bigger is not always better.
That's correct.
You want to get the right size and the right efficiency for your home. You're working on a new build right now, right?
We are. We're in the process of doing a house right now that's actually a fun one for me, because we're getting a little bit of free reign to do it kind of how we would want to do it. Mm. And zoning was one of the first things I went to, because it's a single floor floor plan. But it's a pretty large house, and it's got different spaces in it. So what we're doing, we're actually putting four different zones on the same AC system. So it's got a bonus room up above the garage, which is a very different space because you've got unconditioned space all the way around that space. It's going to have its own zone with its own control. The master bedroom suite, so the master bedroom closet, the master bedroom bath, all that's going to have its own control. The main core part of the house, which is your kitchen, living, dining area, that's all going to have its own control. And then all of the guest beds on the other side of the house are all going to have their own independent control. Hmm. So the house not only can be as comfortable as they want it, this particular couple, they won't be very long. It'll be just them two in the house. Mm-hmm. And the guest bedrooms and the living space, I mean, there's just the amount of energy you can save by only cooling the spaces you're in.
Right.
It's astounding, really. I mean, we've done this exact same house for another customer a few years ago back in Beulah. And he got to talking with some of his neighbors about utility cost. And I mean, he was hundreds lower than they were with the same house because it's the same floor plan. And it's a really big difference maker. You know, to do this, we do use the higher efficiency equipment with a variable speed compressor. And that's what allows us to do the energy savings like this. Because that unit, this particular one's going to be a 5-ton capable unit. But if he's only cooling a couple of zones at a time, it may only be running half speed, therefore using half the energy.
Wow.
And, you know, it's just a big difference and a large game changer when it comes to energy and comfort.
I was going to ask you, I mean, how do you do that zoning? And it's that variable speed technology,
mm-hmm,
right?
That's right. That. The unit can actually slow down. And both the indoor and the outdoor slow down together. They can run just as long as they need to, really, at a lower speed. And they may run all day to just cool one space. But again, like I go back to with the automotive, you know, smashing the gas and the brake is not the best way for efficiency. It's to cruise. And that's kind of what the units do. Mm.
If you have questions, let us know today, 437-1620. I'm talking with Travis Thompson from Climatech of Professional Air. Go online to climatechproair.com. We have a question that just came in on our text line. When you price a new build install, do you typically price it as so much per register and then add on the price of the units? How does that work?
No, we pretty much have to do everything all one-off custom. This house in particular, I don't have it in front of me, but we go in and do a zone calculation, meaning we calculate each room individually to know how much air is needed in each room. We can calculate that. That gives us a total size of our unit. And then there's always a conversation with the customer about what kind of unit they're looking for. I mean, if you're just wanting the bare minimum, that's what we're going to quote. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing a zone system such as this, the duct system's totally built different. Mm-hmm. So I kind of have to know that going in. That way I can price it that way.
Do you recommend the metal duct?
I do. If you can do metal duct, absolutely do. Yeah.
What are the limitations? I mean, does a metal duct as opposed to the fiberglass insulation kind of duct style that we are used to seeing, is there a different space requirement for that?
No, not really. You would build the exact same size duct. Mm-hmm. The only difference is you put the metal duct up first and then wrap it with insulation, whereas with the fiberglass board, it all goes up at one time. Mm. The fiberglass board is probably a little bit easier to manipulate in the field if you needed to cut a 90 or do something like that. Whereas with metal, you have to have it fabricated in the shop. So
which you can do, right?
That's right.
That's awesome. Yeah. A one-stop shop. Climatech, a Professional Air 8. Get our number, 437-1620. Let us know if I got my numbers mixed up. But you can call them, Climatech. Call them anytime, 850-857-4700, climatechproair.com. Let's talk about you mentioned this comfort system. Let's talk about that because this is incredible. I wish this had been around when I had my home. But you have the Climatech comfort system.
Correct.
All right, let's talk about that and the 10-year guarantee here.
So that is a package we put together where if the customer does not want to have anything to do with their HVAC system for 10 years, you just want it to be taken care of, that's what that package does. We come into your home, decide and discuss with you what you need, what type of system you're looking for, does the ductwork need to be redone, whatever. Get the basics of what that is, and then in that package is going to include a full 10-year warranty, both labor and parts. It's going to include our maintenance package, which we come out twice a year, service everything, keep it clean, keep it up to date. We even provide the filters for you. So you don't have to do anything for your HVAC system except put a filter in once a month. That's it. And the filters will be there for you. So that was as headache-free as we could possibly think of to come up with a package. And it's something we like to put in with our zoning and our variable speed and everything like that, because we really want that package to be not only trouble-free, but the most comfortable system that, that you could put in.
And does that include the variable speed?
Yes, it can. And that's what we would like to do with it. Yes. Now, it doesn't say you have to use it. But yes, it is something that we'd like to put in there.
And for somebody, you know, watching their finances and their pocketbooks here, we've got some financing specials, right? Rebates?
We do. We've got financing available down as low as 0%. So
that's pretty good.
Yep. That's always that's always available. It's almost always available. And we've got some other rates available on different systems, depending on which one you choose. The manufacturers try to help us out with that. So we do have some incentives there to make it a little more affordable on that end.
What we're asking people to text in or call in their kind of their wildest, most off the wall, HVAC story. What's yours? What have you seen over the years of doing this that you probably have a bunch, but what's one that comes to mind?
It's nuts. Man, I don't know. It's everything from finding animals to ductwork that's completely detached in attics. I had a service call one time that a customer wanted a new system, and I was kind of scratching my head because it was a pretty new house. And, you know, they had the company that installed it out many times before, and they were just kind of dissatisfied, and they wanted another opinion on this new system. So I went out to give them a price on a new system, and they were explaining to me the troubles and everything that had been going on. And anyway, so I got the system information, wrote everything down, and went into the attic just to do a duct inspection. And what I found was the entire top of the duct system had blown open, and nobody had been up to look at it or inspect it. And the attic was actually being cooled better than the house was. So there was nothing wrong with the AC system. They just literally needed the duct system patched back together so that the AC went back into the home. So I went to the truck, got some duct tape, and ducted together that night to get them better. And then
duct
we went
tape.
Back the next day. That's right. It'll get you by.
Yeah.
So we went back the next day and sealed it and tightened it up. And to this day, far as I know, they still have that same system in that house. So
wow.
That's just one crazy one.
That's great. You know, I mean, sometimes people get they get the looks when they use duct tape to fix things, but that's actually your deal. You deal with duct work, so you actually can use duct tape and get away with it.
Duct tape can be effective. It just has to be done on the right surfaces and that kind of stuff, right. But it can be effective.
All right. Get your questions in before it's too late, 437-1620. We do have a caller on the line. Chris from Pensacola. Are you there, Chris?
Yes. Travis, question.
Yes, sir.
You put outside air systems that will supply the outside air into the home with the thermostatically controlled damper system to shut the air off, and when it hits the temperature, to bring in the outside air through the filter system.
You can design it that way. It's usually not done in a residential application where you bring it in based on temperature. You would usually bring your outside air in based on either a timer, or you would bring it on when you're conditioning the air, because you don't want outside air just dumping into the house without it being conditioned some way. So typically it's one of those two ways and not on a thermostat in a residential application. Is that what you were asking?
In a residential.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and have you done it in the commercial field?
Yes, sir. Commercial field typically deals with what's referred to as an outside air unit. So in that case, we can bring it in based on anything we want, because that unit will bring it in and totally condition it before it puts it into the space. So we don't ever have the chance of putting in high moisture air or really cold or really hot air. We're bringing in conditioned air. Now, it's very expensive on the energy portion, because you do have to condition air from, say, 95 degrees outside down quite a bit, more than an AC would. So those units are fairly expensive. But on a commercial application, that is what we would typically use to bring outside air in, and then we can bring it in without the AC system running at all if we want to.
Right, because I had seen a system that was like this, and at night they brought, you know, when the temperature hit what you had on the inside,
right,
it would shut the AC off, circulate the outside air in. Of course, this was 40 years ago. You
know? Right.
It would bring the outside at temperature at at the condition temperature into the building. And since they were bringing the outside air in, they were letting it out through backdraft dampers.
Yes, sir. That's more like a commercial application. And you could do it, but it would be, I would only want to do that if there was a really big need for it. In residential, that's way over the top because you don't need that much fresh air. And the energy those units eat up would make a really high power bill. So I just don't see the payback on that from a residential standpoint.
Yeah.
But yeah, as long as we can bring in air occasionally into a home, we typically have plenty of fresh air that way, and we can control it a lot better with the systems we have and not have to spend so much money on energy.
Okay. Well, you answered my questions, and that was a different question.
That's all right.
Thank you very much.
Do you have a crazy HVAC story to share?
No. I just don't have AC.
Okay.
I don't do it.
Oh, well, yeah,
and
it's tough.
That's my power bill. Well, my power bill went down from $93 to $62 this month, so I'm happy.
Right, exactly. Well, Chris, thank you so much for listening today. Thank you for your question.
Okay.
437-1620, text or call in your questions, and we'll get them answered here on the air. My guest, Travis Thompson from Climatech, a professional air, 857-4700 is their number, or you can check them out online, climatechproair.com, and you're on the Facebooks. I sent you a friend request the other day, so now we are connected on the Facebooks.
Sweet.
Yeah. So I actually saw your post today. Check me out on the experts panel. Thank you for doing that. I will definitely tag that on mine as well.
I'm not going to take credit for that.
You have a social media team, don't you? Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
But they do a great job.
Yeah. Hey, I wish I had my own social media person. That must be nice.
Share it and send it out there and move it around. So
right.
It is nice.
All right. We've talked about the variable speed, and of course that could be part of the Climatech comfort system, which I think is so great. What trends are you seeing besides everybody should have metal ductwork? What trends are you seeing in HVAC here lately? I know we had a refrigerant change that's coming up soon. When does that go in?
It's going to start trickling in toward the end of this year. It really goes into effect next year, but we're going to start seeing it this year, probably third quarter. But trends would probably be mini splits are still really, really big because mm-hmm. there's so many different applications you can use a mini split for. And then zoning that we just spoke about. Zoning it's just starting to, I won't say make sense. It's made sense for years, but the way you had to zone a system before variable speeds came out was terrible. Mm-hmm. And it was really harmful to the efficiency of the unit, wasn't good for the unit. And a lot of people out there that tried it back just probably hate it, honestly. So it's a whole new deal doing it this way with the variable speed product. It actually works like it's supposed to and saves money instead of wasting money. So that's one trend. And then, like I said, the mini splits from pool rooms to sunrooms to sheds and outbuildings, garages that are being enclosed because people are doing that quite a bit. So we see that a lot. Mm-hmm. All of those different applications are what we're seeing a lot of in the mini splits. Even if you've just got a room on your house that has a lot more glass than the rest of the house, that's a good space for a mini split. Mm. I think we've mentioned it before, but like a master bedroom, you raise your kids, they've moved out, you go to bed and you like it cool, but you're cooling an entire 2,500 square foot house for a bedroom to get cold.
Right.
Man, a mini split can take a huge whack out of a power bill, mm-hmm. as well as give you backup. Should we have a storm, a small generator will run it. You got a bedroom that's cool. I mean, there's just a lot of benefits to them.
A lot of people, especially in my neighborhood, I see them because I'll either ride my bike or walk around at night through the neighborhood, and I see a lot of people using their garage spaces as living spaces. They kind of hang out there. It becomes the man cave, if you will.
Yep.
What are some tips that you have for making those spaces comfortable and not expending extra energy by doing so?
The mini split. And the reason I say that, we're fixing to look at doing one. My father-in-law's been after me. Yeah, I better get over there. He's need him mad.
Yeah.
But he's got kind of that exact thing. He lives in his garage quite a bit. He lives on a little inlet out in Inner Rarity. Mm. He can see the water. He likes being out there. That's where they like to live. They've got a little kitchen out there, and they sit at the table. That's what they do. So a mini split out there is going to allow him, when he's out there, he can turn it on and cool. And when he's not, he can turn it off. And they really don't use that much energy when they're running anyway. So it doesn't make a big difference in your power bill. It's something you can completely control. You're not intermixing the air from the house with that garage, because doing that's dangerous, because he's still got a garage door. He could pull a car in there and leave it running if he wanted to. He doesn't, but
right.
That's where you have dangers. So the mini split isolates everything, keeps the energy bill down, all those things. It's just a really great fit for that application.
And if somebody wanted to install like a window unit or something like that, I mean, that's, especially if they keep that door open all the time, do most people have duct work running into their garage? Or is sometimes, because I think I lived in a place one time where there was no duct work in the garage at all.
It was
totally separate room.
Yeah, I can see it, and I do see it, that people put vents in the garage. But if you put air into the garage, we have to get that air back out of the garage into the house,
gotcha.
Or we create a negative pressure in the house, and that's
okay.
really bad. So it's not
okay.
a good fit, and you can't legally do it with a garage door, because what I just mentioned, you
right.
pull a car in there, you could actually kill people in the house.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's a bad thing.
Yeah.
One other thing we didn't mention, I know we're about to run out of time, is we've got a giveaway going on right now on Facebook.
Cool.
So if they want to go to Facebook, look up our giveaway and they can get registered for that.
What's in the giveaway? What are you giving away?
It's a passes for the lagunas out on the beach.
Oh.
So you go out there and have a good time.
Very cool.
I got a bunch of little, I haven't actually personally, I've driven by it a bunch, but
right.
I haven't done it yet, but looks like a pretty fun time.
I played a gig there on their stage that they've got
there.
Yeah. And man, I'm telling you, the kids that get on that, what do you call it? The thing you climb on.
I don't know.
But
don't
man,
know
they're swinging across there. And they're doing things that I'm afraid of heights. I'm not going to do that. But I guess you get strapped in and tied up and you go jumping around on that thing. So, yeah, that's very, very cool. Go to Facebook, look them up, Climate Tech of Professional Air, or you can go online, climatechproair.com, or just give them a call, like the jingle says, 857-4700. Didn't get any crazy stories. I'm disappointed. I wanted to hear somebody just call in and have something just wacky that they have had to deal with an HVAC system. But, you know.
It's kind of fun to hear. I get, like, pictures sent to me from time to time, and somebody had a meme up about texting and mowing, and the guy had basically ran over his air conditioner with his lawnmower.
Oh man, yeah.
So we see all kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah, there's if a unit. This reminds me, sitting outside on my patio, there's this bank of units that sits outside, and all of them are normal, but this one unit is super loud. Is that an issue? When it's
more
super
than likely.
Loud, it's like a fan issue.
We just went and looked at one the other day, and the fan was simply tapping the plastic around the edge.
Oh.
No big deal. But yeah something's not right.
Could be the fan motor working too hard.
Could be bearings.
Be
could be a lot of things.
That could cost you extra money. So
true.
Yeah, give them a call today and get your inspections in before it gets too warm out there and they're too busy. 857-4700, climatechproair.com. Thank you, Travis.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.